I wonder whether this is a good idea or not. In other words, I'm not quite sure whether I should be desisting from doing this or sharing my experience of mindfulness with you. I'm driving a car from my house. It's Saturday afternoon in Cork, and it's a glorious, glorious sunny day. The sky is entirely blue. I can't see a shred of cloud, and it's cold. And it's, well, it says 9.5 degrees in my car, but it was 1.5 when I first went out this morning. So it's obviously warming up. And this entire audio, which I hope will be very short, is about mindfulness. And I'm, when I said I wasn't sure whether I should be doing it, I meant that I've been cutting back on the amount of time I've been spending in the car doing many things at the same time. I've been increasingly focused while I'm driving a car on just driving the car, not listening to the radio, not talking to anybody, just paying attention to what it feels like in the seat, what it feels like with the hands on the wheel, what attending to driving with all of the attention that I can place. And that has been an experience worth having and worth practicing, and I have practiced it, I think, during this week, the last 4 days, on every single one of the days. I've also practiced during this last week every day, again about 4 days I think it is, or maybe five, lying on my back quietly on the floor for half an hour at the beginning of the day and doing what the mindfulness practice training course calls a body scan. Essentially, it's like a form of meditation for 30 minutes in which you attend to each part of your body piece by piece and the body as a whole, and you notice come and go thoughts and feelings, and you don't hold on to any of the thoughts and feelings as they come to you. You let them pass through you and by you and away from you, and you remain focused on the now, on the experience of lying on that floor and experiencing your own body at the same time. I've also been walking mindfully. That is, attending to the experience of walking from A to B or wherever, and paying attention to what the ground under my feet feels like, what the air around my face feels like, what the whole experience is actually like, but in the moment each time. So if I see something very attractive or something that attracts me during the walk, I simply notice that I am being attracted to it, but I let it go immediately or as quickly as possible. I don't dwell on it. I don't say, wow, that's interesting, that reminds me of this, or that's nice, oh, I love that, and all that. No, it just is we just walk on. And again, whenever there is a tendency to get stuck in a past moment by holding it in memory or in thoughts or in feelings, returning to the experience of me or the body as a breathing entity at each point in time has helped immensely. So the thing that stops the mind, you know, paying stuck attention to something that has, you know, is in memory rather than in experience, is the breath. And that has been... Now the reason I started this audiobook is actually because there's one single point I wanted to share. And it's a single observation. And I'm sharing it for my own benefit so as to remind me when I go to the training course on a few days' time and sit in the room with the other people and I'm asked to say something about what it was like, what the experience of carrying out the exercises was like, that I'll remember to say this one. I suspect I'd be unlikely to forget it, but I want to almost like experience the voicing of that experience. So I knew that I had a feeling all week that there'd be a point at which, well, not all week, but in the last couple of days, a point at which I would I would give voice to this. Mindfulness slows you down. It actually slows the speed at which I drive this car. It has slowed the pace of my walking. And just take those two things. It has actually slowed me down. One level of the past, if you like, in my mind would have been that, okay, it's reduced my productivity, frankly, because if I speeded up my rate of driving into the center of Cork City now and thought about more things on my way in, I might be a more efficient and productive creature. Well, that, although I won't try and prove it or anything, that is cod's wallop. I'm actually every bit as productive as I ever was, every bit as efficient, only I'm a bit more healthy, is the feeling I have. We will see how, whether this persists. I mean, there is a stage in the affairs of men. There's a stage in the introduction to everything new, at which there is excitement and a huge positivity about the experience of the new. So I've learned over the years to be quiet in my attachment, to the experience of excitement. I'm still working on that, but the point is that even though I'm tremendously enthusiastic about the start of this mindfulness training course, there is a level at which I'm certainly reserving judgment, and I'm not into judgment. I'm just literally aware of my own excitement. It is a one more experience in the mix. It isn't a judgment. It isn't particularly... I don't have any idea whether it will persist, whether this positive feeling towards the benefits of slowing down are going to remain. So here we are. It's 14:35 on Saturday afternoon. The sun is streaming from the sky. The shadows are long because of the time of the year, I guess. And it's wonderfully chilly. It's 7.5 now in the car. So I guess that, whatever that means, there's been a change in the registered temperature in the car. And I'm driving down to meet somebody who I don't think I've ever met before. And I think I'll be a better person when I'm meeting him as a result of having actually talked with you on Audioboo right now, and more kind of deeper, more profoundly, as a result of having lain on my back this morning for half an hour, as still as I could be, and experienced myself. You know, the thing in mindfulness is that it isn't about success and failure. It's about practice. I had lots of distracting thoughts and some distracting feelings while I was lying on that floor this morning. I had my mind, as it says in the DVD that I'm playing to help me to focus on what I'm doing. The mind is used to and is designed probably to support a stream of thoughts coming through it all the time. It isn't really probably designed to be empty. So there are thoughts. Perception can keep them from dominating and taking over. Thoughts are but one feature of existence. They are not the be-all and end-all of conscious life. There are other forms of consciousness than thought. And so there, and I'm out of my depth, you know, but I know that I speak out of experience. This is not a theory I'm talking from. I know that I have experienced other forms of consciousness than thought, and the thought, I don't want to privilege thought above other forms of consciousness. I also know that I am substantially an unconscious body, or a body whose unconsciousness is enormous. And then I'm really moving away from the focus that I started this audiobook with.